meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is the future is now. Let's talk about albums that are ahead of their time. Now, when I say ahead of their times, I'm talking about people who come out whose style, whose music, whose albums are so far ahead of what's currently going on that in some cases it will garnish that artist a lot of props, a lot of sales, you know, a lot of respect, everything. And then there are those cases where the album is considered garbage at that time because the public just wasn't ready for that music. Now, when I think about albums being ahead of their time, I think about, you know, one of my favorite artists of all time, Big Daddy Kane. You know what I'm saying? He had two albums that were dope back to back, seemed unbeatable. And then he had a third album that was complete trash because it was so different from the other two albums, which were hip-hop based, and this one was more New Jack Swing dance based. And that was the end of Big Daddy Kane, basically. And when I think about that situation, it's kind of messed up because not too long after Big Daddy Kane put out that third album, Taste of Chocolate, the hip-hop game actually started dancing a little bit and started using New Jack Swing. Like, New Jack Swing became big, and some hip-hop artists were even making house records. And it was like, well, damn, Big Daddy Kane did that, and we killed him for doing it. You know, mainly because it came from him, but two, because at the time, not too many hip-hop artists, especially the main artists, were doing that. And after we've already kicked his third album under the rug, the game changes, and Taste of Chocolate probably would have been a success for Big Daddy Kane. Here's another example that's a little bit more current. I was speaking to a friend about Common's album, Electric Circus. Now, when this album first came out, I hated it. When you go listen to Common, this is what you get. You know what I'm saying? You get dope lyrics. You get a spoken word type flow. And, you know, it's going to be somewhat conscious and it's going to be hard, but it's going to be potent hip-hop, basically. And then he releases Electric Circus, which is a totally different look from his last four albums. And at the same time, the whole neo-soul movement was happening. But to get a Common album where he's still rapping, but is really influenced more by the neo-soul movement, it seemed out of place for him as an artist and for the time, as far as rappers go. Because when you think about when that came out, you know, 50 was hot, you had the Laffy Taffys, and you had, you know what I'm saying, you had Lil Jon, you had all these things going on, and then you had Common doing something that was kind of neo-soul when you really needed hip-hop at a time like that. And so it wasn't his most popular album. The main reason why it's not his most popular album is because of the timing. See, Common didn't build to that album. Common got better from what he was on his first album and his second album. And, you know, the music became a little bit more soulful and the lyrics became a little bit more righteous. And Electric Circus kind of does that. But the soundscape was somewhere in between a rock, a soul, you know what I'm saying, is jazz. It was kind of all over the place. And hence the title, Electric Circus. But people weren't ready for that. I'll give you an example of what Common did, but it working for another artist. Kanye West. If you listen to his first album, his second album, then Graduation, there's a transition there where his sound started to change. Even on Graduation, he began to sing a little bit with the auto-tune. So when he came out with 808s and Heartbreaks, even though I may have not messed with it hard, it didn't seem out of place because his sound was already headed in that direction, and it continues to do so today. And that's my point. when someone releases an album like Common did with Electric Circus, it's all about timing. Some people back then loved it. Some people hated it. If it came out today, it would be dope because the game has progressed in such a way that it's allowed me to be open to hearing those sounds on a hip-hop album. So what was once whack back then could be a dope classic you could pick up today. I'm Vegas, and that's One to Flow On. Follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC and check out my blog, hiphoppolitik.com.